that. Dr. Strayer, how do you think about managing interruptions, minimizing them?
Yeah, a couple of comments on Scott's suggestions without making any references to Scott's reputation. Remember that you also rely on your staff to interrupt you when there's something important happening. And if you have the reputation of being the person who scowls at the tech, I'm not saying that's you, Scott, but if you have the reputation that as the person that scowls at the tech, that tech will not feel empowered to approach you. And since it's not really in their job description to do that, I mean, maybe the nurse is supposed to approach you when they're concerned about a patient. Technicians often really aren't, that's not really in their purview, but you sure want them to feel empowered to approach you. So there's some right middle ground there. And I think, Scott, that's exactly what you were saying, is that there's some right middle ground in terms of approachability.
Yeah, Dr. Strayer, I think you're right there. I think it really has everything to do with how you communicate. You know, I think you can be as aggressively anti-interruption as Dr. Weingart is describing, and at the same time be a quote-unquote nice or kind doctor. I think it's how you actually communicate, both verbally and with your body language.
Yeah, there's some right way. I don't think I've mastered it yet, but there's some right way to be kind to people while at the same time saying to them, usually with body language or facial expressions, I'm a kind person and I want you to feel empowered to approach me, but understand that every time that someone approaches me, patient care suffers.
That's a good point.
The points around asynchronous communication are really huge. That's the post-it note is a form of asynchronous communication. The EMRs all have various ways to do that. Epic now famously has Epic Chat. I don't know if any of you guys have had the pleasure of Epic Chat. So it's just it's a texting platform that's within the EMR and it's linked to individual patients. It's extremely powerful. It's a little bit too powerful sometimes. It gives people very easy access to your inbox. But when it's used appropriately, it really makes a huge difference. Instead of the nurse having to walk up, stand there, wait for you to finish what you're doing, say, can you please order morphine? Yeah, the post-it is a great idea. If you can read what they're writing on the post-it or the communications box on the tracking board, but a text message in the EMR also works quite well. A couple of additional points that I would add is to remember that multitasking is a myth. We're all taught at some point that, you know, emergency physicians are the masters of multitasking. There is no such thing. You cannot do two things that require a high level of attention at the same time. And if we're being utilized properly, almost everything we do as an emergency physician should require a high level of attention. So being an expert emergentologist means not doing more than one thing at a time. It means knowing how to do many important things in series. And for me, where I turn the corner on this is recognizing that I cannot rely on my memory to be my task list. If someone says, can you please order morphine for this patient? And I say, yes, I will do that. There are three options. Do, delegate, document. Either you do it right now, you delegate it to someone else, or you make a reminder for yourself.